All right, John, I told you I had a question for you and a question for the listeners. Here we go. Let's get four on the phone line, 713-780. And it'll just be quick. We'll get you in and out. 713-780-3776. Let's make it happen. Phone call people with phones and cars. 713-780-3776.
By the way, yeah. Just as they're calling here, we're going to give away another nice prize today. It's lunch for 10 at Nick's place, but we got a way where everybody, streamers, everybody are going to be able to participate.
Yeah, we're going to tell you in the next segment, you streamers, you better listen because you got a chance to win. Yeah. You don't have to get screwed over by the delay on the screen.
So we'll give you the word in the next segment. We'll give you the word, and then we'll tell you how you're
segment.
Gonna...
We don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we have no... We really don't have control of the show, so it doesn't matter.
We don't know.
Doesn't matter.
And we could forget. 713-780-3776. Here's the question. The question, and then, of course, you can respond on Twitter, at Lance Zierlein, at John Granato, at Dell V2, if you want to, at Dell. Have you changed, has your view of football and the physicality of it changed at all? Because Tim Hasselbeck, former player, he just said, I don't know that I want my kids playing anymore. And this is not the first guy to say this. We've heard professional athletes saying this a lot more. Football players and former football players. Some of it's the concussion stuff. Some of it is the rate of injury. Some of it is the just, and they're trying to dial it back. They're saying, let's not do this hit. Let's take this hit away. Take this hit away. And it used to be people would say, well, put a skirt on and put this. Hit.
Well, no, people still, old players still say it though.
Yeah, they still do.
The game has changed. I don't like it. I want it to be physical.
And many of those guys have had some of their friends who have had issues. Yeah. And I think, but I also think that players are bigger and faster now. And the problem with that is that speed, it just takes a little bit of physics to understand that creates more force. And that's why there are more knee injuries than ever before, because guys are cutting on knees that it's the same ligaments, but it's more torque. And so they're tearing stuff without, having the injuries. It used to be you had to get hit on the knee. Not anymore.
No.
Guys are tearing stuff all over the place. So have you changed with football fundamentally? Do you look at it any differently? Are you more concerned? If you're a dad or a mom, have you changed your idea? And maybe you haven't. Maybe your answer is no. I still want my kids to play football. I'm still okay with playing football. At Lance Zierlein, at John Granato, I can tell you this. The Ravens and Steelers games from the late 2008, 2009, they were the same. They were much of the same thing that we saw with.
But we enjoyed. I wasn't.
10 years later, it feels different.
It feels different. Although I'm not worried so much about this Ravens Steelers game. I wasn't crazy about the Bengals game. I'm worried for my son. You're gonna have to turn the sound off.
Thanks,
on your
ESPN,
computer.
For just firing random videos off. I appreciate that, guys.
Well, you might put mute or something. I'm worried for my son. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He plays and every time he goes out there, the wrong kind of hit, puts his head down wrong, gets hit. The neck and back injury thing worries me a hell of a lot more than this than the concussion thing. Mm-hmm. Concussions, I think we're really, really in a. This is almost a not a witch hunt, but we're super sensitive to the concussion thing right now, and I don't think it's nearly as I got concussed in games. Sean had multiple concussions. I've had playing ball in high school and college. You get concussed. Okay, I'm okay. And guys, I think it's different for everybody. Just because you get concussed, there are women who have CTE or have. All these mental problems. They never played football in their lives. I think it's by the person. I really do. I don't believe that just because you get hit in a football game that all of a sudden you're going to have brain issues later
some
in your
do,
life.
Some do, some don't.
Some do, some don't.
But they are.
Everybody's
but,
different. Troy Aikman is. How many concussions did Troy Aikman have? He seems to be fine.
Well, but we don't know. And we don't know. Ted Johnson had a bunch of them, and he was had to be in rooms with no lights for years and stuff like that. So I think, the CTE stuff, starting to read up on it, you realize there are issues. It's really dangerous with youth because if you stack concussions when you can do tremendous damage. When you're older, it's not the same. It's not the same concern. The youth football, but the thought is, okay, they don't hit as hard. You're less likely to have the brain rattle around. But the CTE, if they get a test, and I guess they have one, that can potentially test while you're alive, yeah, and it starts cranking up CTE results that are positive, guys will be retiring en masse, especially guys who already have money who say,
I don't need this.
I got $18 million in the bank. What am I going
to do? But I think there are going to be plenty of guys that go, you know what?
Oh, there will be.
I'm fine. You know what? I got CTE. Oh, and? I'm going to be fine. I want to play football.
What scares me is the amount of stories you hear about guys who start having anger issues. They start being abusive, yeah, to their families. And they all say, like, if you watched any of this on Bryant Gumbel on Real Sports,
yes,
this is something they've been talking about for yeah, a while. Chris Nowinski has been one of the leaders.
And how ridiculous high school football has been.
Yeah.
Especially in the state of Texas.
Yeah, yeah. And they say, you know, they have these families who say, like Dave Duerson's family said, yeah, man, he was a different guy. Like, our dad was never like that. And he became angry, abusive, and all this stuff. And that's a guy who shot himself in the chest so he could protect his head, so they could study his head, because he knew something was wrong. Justin Strelzik had the same thing from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That was bad.
Junior Seau. No. Like, you know, there's some big, big concerns about some guys that, you know, I do worry for the sport, but I think participation. You know, here's where the World Cup screwed
up. Already is. I don't know if you know this. The Southwest Football League?
There's no... What?
SFL? It's almost extinct.
What do you mean?
There's like four teams left. The youth football team down here, where JT played when he was younger. There were 30 teams. Now there's five or six.
Shut up.
Yeah. The kids, the parents aren't letting their kids play.
Well, if you're a parent that comes from some money, you're going to say, we'll find something else.
Well, flag football. They're playing flag football.
Okay.
More. Yeah. I mean, because they don't want the head issues. And I've seen guys who said, why are kids playing before high school? Just go play. You know what? You can play in flag football.
My dad didn't want me playing Little League.
Don't hit and don't. Yeah, I played Little League. I started in fifth grade. But I know a lot of parents and pros who say, you don't need to start hitting until you're in high school. You really don't. Let's get Lenny in here. Yep. He's got his views on this. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, hey, guys. Good morning. My thoughts is, I don't understand why, you know, they keep talking about how they're going to change how they teach things, but I played in the 80s and my son played in the mid 2000s, and they are teaching that way. They've always been teaching that way, as far as I know, to hit with your head up.
Mm-hmm.
But those aren't the impressive hits to get people fired up, and that's what, you know, the coaches react to big hits, and I think that's the problem. I mean, we got to not only teach it, but, you know, follow through after, you know, when things happen. Don't celebrate the big hits. Don't keep throwing them over and over and over.
I mean, the heads up football is really big, is a really big initiative that the NFL got on board with, and it has been around. That's going to help. Do you know about Seattle and how they tackle, the rugby tackle style that they learned? They learned it's like a rugby roll. It's a certain kind of tackle that you put your head in a certain area. You tackle with, I want to say it's the, like your head should be on, you'll think that they'll miss tackles like this, but basically, if let's say the play is moving to the right, you want to tackle with your head on the inside hip and your outside shoulder catches them, and you wrap up that way and you drive through them and you roll. That way your head isn't going to be, if your head's on the outside hip and they're driving through, you know, you could have the head collision. It keeps your head out of it. It's how rugby tacklers, the really good rugby tacklers, do it. Seattle had them come in and show all their players, and I've watched a video of it. Seattle it's a tackling clinic. Like, they do it the right way because they learned it that way. That's pro athletes. They were able to change the way they did it. So I think
they have adapted. Doable. Safeties have adapted.
Yeah.
You know, I think you see a lot of perfect form tackles now that you didn't see before. Big hits, the guys were going for headhunting, yeah, and all that stuff. And it's changed. If you can't do it anymore, then you're going to change and you're going to adapt so that you can still play the game and not get penalized. There was always the argument, rugby guys, they don't wear any helmets. So how come they're not all concussed?
Yeah,
there are concussions in rugby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are.
There's concussions in
however,
soccer.
You do learn, you do adapt if you don't have a helmet. The thought was, in football for a while, the helmet is actually, by the way, the helmet wasn't all that good. The technology is a lot better right now in helmets. Mm-hmm. But the thought was, well, you're just creating head injuries because you're wearing a helmet. You think you can use that as a weapon. And a lot of guys were. The Chuck Cecils, in the day,
those guys
were, holy crap.
They had 20 stingers.
But he's right. Lenny's right, though. We all go, oh, and the NFL used to put out biggest hits, mm-hmm, and all that. They used to celebrate the big hit. Now you can, rightfully so. But when you're in a game and you see a big hit, you go, oh.
But isn't it funny we look at, yeah, that's true. Isn't it funny that we look at boxing and we've had years of boxing and guys who can't talk, and we're like, act like we're super surprised. Like, I can't believe there's some guys who are having brain issues in football who have played since they were 10. This doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to turn on this old video of Larry Holmes doing an interview or Thomas Hearns. Like, yeah, shocking. Oh. Let's break it right here.